Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, STFU, The Power of Keeping Your Mouth Shut in an Endlessly Noisy World by Dan Lyons, is a sharp, culturally tuned guide to reclaiming attention, sanity, and better relationships in an era that rewards constant commentary. Known for his witty, skeptical take on modern work and tech culture, Lyons turns his lens on the everyday pressure to perform opinions, post updates, and fill every silence. The book argues that talking less can be a strategic advantage, not a social failure. It explores how nonstop noise shows up across settings, from meetings and Slack channels to social media feeds and family conversations, and why so much of it is unproductive or even harmful. Rather than treating silence as awkward, Lyons reframes it as a skill that can be practiced. The emphasis is practical. Recognize the forces that push you to speak, learn when silence is more persuasive than argument, and use restraint to communicate with more clarity and impact. The overall tone blends humor with actionable reflection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the modern world rewards noise and how it drains you. A central theme is that modern life is engineered to keep people talking and reacting. Lyons points to a culture where visibility is often confused with value. In workplaces, the person with the most airtime can seem influential even when their contributions are thin. Online, frequent posting can look like expertise, regardless of substance. The book examines how platforms, incentives, and social norms make it feel risky to stay quiet, as if silence signals ignorance, weakness, or disengagement. That pressure creates a constant background of performative speech, hot takes, and low-quality communication. Lyons highlights the personal cost of this noise, fractured attention, elevated stress, and a reduced ability to think deeply before responding. When you are always narrating your life or defending your position, you lose time for reflection and you become easier to provoke. By naming the forces behind the chatter, the book sets up silence as a deliberate act of self-protection. The goal is not withdrawal from the world, but a healthier relationship with information, opinions, and the urge to be heard. Secondly, silence as a communication skill rather than an absence. Lyons treats keeping your mouth shut as an active tool, not a passive retreat. Silence can create space for better thinking, better listening, and better timing. The book frames restraint as a way to increase the signal-to-noise ratio in your conversations. When you speak less, what you do say carries more weight. It also argues that quiet does not mean timid. Choosing not to jump into every debate can be a form of strength, especially when emotions are high or when the conversation is structured to reward outrage. Lyons emphasizes how silence can change the dynamics in a room. Pausing can invite others to elaborate, reveal what they actually mean, or expose weak arguments without you having to attack them directly. In personal relationships, a moment of quiet can prevent reactive comments that escalate conflict. In professional settings, it can help you avoid overpromising, overexplaining, or inadvertently undermining your own position. The book encourages readers to see silence as a practice, deliberate pauses, thoughtful responses, and fewer reflexive contributions. Thirdly, workplace noise, meetings, email, chat, and the performance of busyness. The book digs into the modern workplace, where endless communication tools often produce more activity than progress. Lyons critiques the culture of meetings that exist to show alignment rather than to make decisions, and the expectation that employees must respond instantly to email or chat to prove they are engaged. This environment rewards constant output, status updates, commentary, and rapid reactions. Lyons argues that this can crowd out real work, deep focus, and careful judgment. The silence principle shows up here as a strategy for professionalism and effectiveness. Speaking less in meetings can mean preparing more, asking better questions, and avoiding the trap of talking to appear important. Keeping quiet in digital channels can mean responding with intention rather than reflex, reducing misunderstandings, and preventing small issues from turning into long threads. The book also suggests that restraint can protect your reputation. Every extra message is an extra chance to be unclear, emotional, or wrong. Lyons encourages readers to choose communication that moves work forward, fewer words, clearer decisions, and more space for actual execution. Fourthly, online life and the trap of constant opinions, Lyons addresses how social media and online discourse push people toward nonstop broadcasting. The expectation is to have an immediate take on every event, to respond publicly, and to treat visibility as participation. The book challenges that assumption. It suggests that much online talk is not a real conversation, but a performance shaped by algorithms, social incentives, and group identity. Under those conditions, speaking up can come with disproportionate downsides, misinterpretation, pile-ons, and permanent records of half-formed thoughts. Lyons does not position silence as apathy. Instead, he frames it as a way to protect your attention and your relationships. Not every issue benefits from your comment, and not every conflict deserves your energy. By stepping back from the compulsion to post, you can reduce stress and regain time for reading, thinking, and genuine connection. The book encourages readers to examine why they want to share, to help, to signal, to vent, or to seek approval. That self-awareness becomes a filter, guiding when to contribute and when to let the moment pass without adding more noise. Lastly, practical restraint, when to speak, when to pause, and how to listen. A recurring emphasis is that keeping your mouth shut is most powerful when paired with better listening and better judgment. Lyons pushes readers to build habits that make silence easier, pausing before responding, asking questions instead of offering immediate conclusions, and letting others finish their thoughts without interrupting. The book frames listening as a competitive advantage in a world where most people are waiting to talk. By listening, you gather context, notice emotion, and understand what is actually being asked. That, in turn, helps you respond more effectively or decide not to respond at all. Lyons also explores situational awareness. There are moments when speaking up is necessary, such as clarifying a misunderstanding, setting a boundary, or preventing a bad decision. The point is to speak with purpose rather than compulsion. Restraint can show up as fewer arguments, fewer unsolicited opinions, and fewer attempts to win every exchange. Over time, this approach can lead to calmer relationships, stronger credibility, and a more focused life. Silence becomes a default posture, with speech reserved for what matters. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel overwhelmed by constant conversation, constant notifications, and the pressure to have an opinion on everything. It will also appeal to professionals navigating noisy workplaces, leaders who want to improve meetings and decision-making, and anyone who senses that online life has trained them to react rather than reflect. The main benefit is practical. Learning to pause, listen, and choose your words more carefully can reduce stress, prevent avoidable conflict, and improve the quality of your relationships. Speaking less can also strengthen your influence because people tend to trust those who are selective, clear, and calm. Compared with many communication or productivity books, Lyons offers a culturally specific angle that connects personal habits to the incentives of modern tech, media, and corporate life. The result feels grounded in how people actually live now, not in an idealized world without feeds, chat apps, and constant meetings. If you are tired of performative noise and want a realistic path to more focus and better conversations, this book is worth buying for its blend of critique, humor, and usable restraint strategies. If you would like to support Dan Lyons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.